Come here, you sneaky little bastard. I cooed to my quarry. I've got something for you. A big effin' knife with his name on it. Or maybe I'd use my hands. He knew it, too. Didn't matter what anyone else said, this guy was no fool. He understood that I had been pushed past reason and that he was being pursued by a witch ready to commit murder. Bright green leaves rustled, indicating his position in the bushes behind the library. The sounds of children's laughter, music from the bluegrass band, and the scent of fried dough filled the warm spring air. For a moment, I entertained myself with the delightful thought of wrapping my hands around his neck and squeezing the life out of him, right on the town green in front of all those happy people. Might ruin the carnival, but it was a tempting thought. I approached cautiously. More rustling, and then he made a break for it. He was deceptively fast for his build and was halfway across the town green before I'd taken a step. Over there! I shouted to Cal, my brother-in-law, who had also been dispatched to hunt down our target. Cal turned. Spying the fiend, he took off in hot pursuit. Running wasn't Cal's strong suit. He was built like a professional linebacker gone soft. I caught up to him as our prey dodged between legs and past the various booths.
Gimli!
Cal wheezed at the dog. The corgi didn't even slow as he disappeared beneath a tent flap.
Damn it. How does he keep slipping this thing?
Cal held up the bright blue harness that was shy one derpy canine. I'd read online that Welsh corgis were said to pull chariots for the Fae. That would explain a few things about Gimli and his littermate, Grogu. My idiot brother-in-law had adopted the G&G wrecking crew 6 months earlier. The dogs, like the Fae, were tricksy and caused havoc wherever they went. 6 months ago, I would have laughed it off. 6 months ago, I didn't know that the Fae were real beings, not just made-up stories. 6 months felt like a lifetime ago. Note to self, never accept anything from the Fae. Oops, too late. We had been chasing the fool creature for the better part of an hour while my sisters, niece, and nephew enjoyed the carnival. It was Maeve's fault. She was the one who had insisted we bring the dogs to the spring fling because she couldn't bear the thought of them being crated all day. Because he was a moron in love and could never refuse his wife anything, Cal had agreed.
Now what?
Still sounding winded, Cal asked as he hesitated outside the tent. I paused by his side and sucked air into my starving lungs.
Now one of us has to go in there and drag his furry little hide out. I vote it's you, since this is all your fault.
No, I didn't sound bitter at all. Cal shrugged and made to step forward just as the tent flap was tossed back and a middle-aged blonde, wearing long flowing black robes and carrying a panting ball of fluff, emerged from the depths.
Gimli!
Cal moved forward to take the trembling critter from the woman.
You're a very bad dog.
Gimli licked his face. Cal smiled. I sighed. And so the reign of corgi terror would continue.
Y'all belong to this guy? What a cutie!
The robed blonde wore big chunky earrings and so many bangles that they clacked together when she reached up to scratch Gimli between the ears. Her voice sounded familiar, but I couldn't place it. It had happened on more than one occasion since I returned to Eckert the previous fall. Other than my sisters, I didn't have many friends in town.
Don't let the looks fool you, I told her. He's an escape artist and a runner.
The woman laughed.
Same could be said about you, Siobhan Silver.
I blinked at her. She grinned.
You don't remember me at all, do you?
Not well, I admitted.
I'm Tully Banks. We had art together in my senior year.
Right, I said, having no memory of the class or her. How have you been?